Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This segment may be a trigger to the Zoomers and the Gen Zers. You've been warned. Fire Festival 2 has been postponed. Not Dunsky.
Postponed, okay.
Postponed, according to the organizers.
Of course. It was never going to happen.
Hey,
I don't know the scam that guy's running.
I will say.
McFarland's who you're talking about.
The slug line they had for Fire Festival 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's definitely intriguing where they said the playa is fire.
Right.
You like that play on words?
I said it's good marketing.
So McFarland's new event, which was scheduled to take place in Mexico from May 30th to June 2nd, was being advertised under the slogan. This is their other slogan, Valdez. Hmm. Quote, Fire Festival 2 is real, end quote, with tickets starting at $1,400.
Jeez.
A message sent to a ticket holder said, quote, the event has been postponed and a new date will be announced. We have issued you a refund. Once the new date is announced, at that time you can repurchase if it works for your schedule. So apparently the Fire Festival 2 tickets went on sale in February. Like the initial event, McFarland's Fire Fest 2 promised, quote, an electrifying celebration of music, arts, cuisine, comedy, fashion, gaming, sports, and treasure hunting. I mean, that part sounds terrible. All set in the stunning location of Isla Mujeres, Mexico, according to the event's website. So it's not dead. It's just postponed.
It's just not going to happen in Mexico. They're looking for another spot. Even though that it's a lot of this.
Yeah,
I don't understand what this dude's getting out of it. I guess ADs. I guess he's an AD king.
I guess he is.
He might just be crazy. He
might
just
be a dreamer.
Nuts.
He loves nothing more. Here's what he loves.
Him interviewed. He loves. Seem stupid.
He loves fake festivals and trying to get people to buy like exclusive credit cards. But like that's his whole scam.
When you're under this much scrutiny, you're not going to get away with it. I don't understand.
Maybe that's the only way he knows how to make money.
I guess he's just like a scammer. No other way.
Well, he's like a promoter, and this is all he does, or all he knows is how to promote and try and put on a festival.
Yeah,
he's not even that good at it.
Is it worth spending time in prison?
I told you guys. I saw him.
I don't think so.
I saw him in a karate fight. It was a promotion for some sort of crypto. So he's in kind of that shady crypto world.
He goes hand in hand with all the crypto bros. And that makes sense.
I want to say he knocked out his opponent.
He's a big dude. But I don't get it.
Did fake tickets pop out of his pocket during the fight?
And you're an idiot if you buy anything associated with the guy. I mean,
if you booked a trip to Fire Festival too, you should go straight to an insane asylum.
But you know, there's just a world of people that they'll have something that they grasp at, and this is his thing. Like anytime there's a celebrity boxing thing, we immediately think it's got to be Damon Feldman. Then you check it out, and sure enough,
he's attached
Damon
to it.
Feldman.
Well, okay, but
he's promoting it. He's a promoter.
He also he could be a conniving promoter.
I'm not doubting that.
That's what he is.
The thing that strikes me, I'm telling you, I've seen the guy being interviewed before, and he just comes off as a reasonable dude. That's why my brain is exploding.
He just can't give up the Fyre Fest. Like, he can't.
It's his dream.
Well,
all right. Okay, so I got a dream too.
Yeah, a lot of people have dreams that don't get fulfilled. Yeah.
How hard can he be chasing it?
How hard can it be to put on a festival?
Apparently,
I mean, I don't know anything, but there's
really difficult.
There's thousands and thousands of festivals every summer all over the country.
All over this country, over Europe.
Why does it have to be in Mexico or the Bahamas?
I don't
know. Put it in Florida. You want it on a beach? Put it in Florida somewhere.
Sure.
Everybody's got to book acts.
You have the brand, right?
Well, if you're any sort of established act, the second you get an email from Billy McFarland and or Fyre Fest, you have to delete it.
Of course.
You can't take him seriously.
Block it.
You should block it.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
She definitely blocked it.
But who's going to pay $1 million for tickets? Some of the tickets were going on sale for $1 million.
I can't imagine one person.
Who's going to buy that?
Nobody.
No business.
Why would you post a ticket for $1 million? Yeah,
like you say, dreamer.
What are you getting for $1 million? Is he flying you in on a PJ?
I don't know. That's not worth $1 million.
I mean,
it's true.
I'll never forget the video. There were two different Fyre Fest docs of the people that were, I think they were on a school bus once they got down to like the Bahamas. And then they pulled up onto this just godforsaken piece of rock with 150 FEMA tents blowing around. And then it was a free for all. Like they let them off the buses. And then they're like, these are the accommodations we paid for. And then it was like the Hunger Games. They were like fighting each other to try to get into these flimsy tents that are set up. And it was just. It was stunning.
Well, how about the meals? People were promised meals that were catered by some big-time chef.
Yeah.
And they got literally a sandwich with cheese on it. Right. With bread and cheese.
In like a styrofoam container. That's one of the infamous lasting
images. A cheese sandwich.
Look, he served 4 years in prison.
Yeah.
He's a con man.
Yeah, okay.
At least
you're admitting it.
Con men continue their cons after they come out of prison.
You can't do it when you're under this spotlight.
That's all he knows.
Yeah, like he should go into a completely different business. Like he should get out of the festival
promoting, like you say, but just do something small, you know, at the downtown DC in a park or something.
Right. And he needs to hire Bob Waugh.
Hire Bob Waugh.
He'll put a festival together.
Yeah. HF Festival. Is that Nats Park? Last summer.
Hire somebody that's actually done it there successfully. Yeah. Of course. Now do the Mr. Beast thing. This is also another crazy story.
Yeah, so you can basically call this the YouTube version of Fyre Festival. Mr. Beast superfans disgruntled by a botched 1K experience in Las Vegas. So back in January, Resorts World announced a $1,000 Mr. Beast experience that was touted to include exclusive merch, mini games, and exclusive menu items at some of the resort's restaurants. But most fans were left disappointed after spending the entire weekend holed up in their rooms, told to wait for a special package to be delivered. Even though one fan was supposed to win $10,000, most fans left with nothing but a couple of chocolate bars, kid-sized t-shirts, and regret.
Regret. That's emphasized.
The $1,000 experience included a hotel stay April 13th through the 15th. Now, people looked into this and said that this type of three-night stay would usually only cost
about 100 a night
like
or something.
$400 most weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so they're jacking it up to $1,000.
All right.
So you're supposed to get a Mr. Beast mystery bag with select Mr. Beast branded merchandise, also a variety of on-site activations designed to offer an immersive and unforgettable experience for our guests, and a $10,000 gift voucher awarded to one lucky guess. That's kind of the carrot that's dangling.
It was a scam. They scammed them.
So fans explained that they expected events and programming plus a meet and greet with Mr. Beast. Okay, it's a Mr. Beast experience. You probably expect him to be there. It would be like us hyping up, hey, we're going to do a Junkies cruise or we're going to do a Junkies convention.
Yeah.
And then we just don't post. We don't show up.
Right.
Right? It's kind of like a much lesser version of what happened here in Vegas. So apparently some people, after waiting 2 days in the rooms, all they got was chocolate and t-shirts that retailed for $9 on Mr. Beast's website. Mm-hmm. So Resorts World provide the disgruntled guests with $50 in food and drink credits.
That's it.
And they took down their advertising for the whole experience.
And they did not respond to a request for comment.
$50 barely gets you an app in Vegas.
Yeah. So, I mean, they gave you a little something, but these two stories just basically tell you,
don't trust anybody.
Don't sign up for these wacky experiences, because it sounds like you're just going to get hung out to dry.
I don't know if you're looking at the same Rolling Stone article that I'm looking at, but it says that they may never have promised a meet and greet.
Right. And potentially that might not have been the deal.
Well, they did promise, I think, a meet and greet, but it didn't promise who. And I guess there was like almost no one associated with the show, if any, there.
I don't know if Mr. Beast is to blame or the casinos to blame.
Right. Probably both.
Probably both parties.
I know he's huge now. He's like a billionaire and everything. But you got to be aware of where your team is lending your name to.
Yeah. I think he may have been unaware that his name is being used in this kind of promotion, or thought it was going to be used differently.
So his business has gotten so big that this may have come across his desk and he just looked at it for a minute or 2 minutes and said, yeah, it sounds good. Yeah,
Someone on his team explained it to him and just signed off on it. Yeah. And then Resorts kind of went ham with the experience to go milk some extra money from all the visitors.
Right. Yeah, they say a source close to Mr. Beast said that his brand indeed had been licensed for the Resorts World event, but that the experience wasn't up to his standards. And then he personally reached out to a lot of those affected with the invite to fly them to his studio in North Carolina.
Right.
So he's trying to do a make good.
What was the cost of each ticket? Did you already say that?
$1,000.
$1,000.
Okay. Yeah.
So people who spent the $1,000, they got the hotel
stay. They still got to stay in the hotel, but I mean,
they got three nights in the hotel, and they just assumed they were going to meet the guy? Like, it was never said.
Well, if you say it's the Mr. Beast experience,
you're just assuming
people from the show.
That he's going to show up, or
or at least people from the show will be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we say it's a Junkies experience and Mar shows up, people are going to be bitter.
So bitter. But it sounds like even Mar didn't show up.
Throw tomatoes at him.
Yeah. It sounds like Mar didn't even show up in this one.
Didn't you take I remember you took Kelsey when she was younger to go see like the Dance Moms or something.
That sounds horrible.
We went to four or five Dance Moms.
Didn't you do like
sessions?
A meet and greet one time? You paid for that and all that.
Several times.
Dance Moms.
Yeah, went to one in Pasadena.
It sounds horrible, but at least the Dance Moms were there.
Right.
They were there.
Like, imagine
were
if there. The Dance Moms wasn't there. It was a Dance Mom experience and no Dance Mom.
I think the stars were the girls.
Yeah.
There was Dance Moms and the girls.
Who knows?
I
don't care about the particulars. I mean,
hey, what would the Junkies experience be like?
Boring.
Hey, we're gonna wake you up at 3 o'clock to watch this TiVo game from the night before.
That's the Bishop.
That could be
a
bit.
That's me.
Yeah. Play poker and for 8 hours.
Heads up poker matches against cakes.
Yeah.
Just have a little booth. That'd be nice.
I remember when we were in Ocean City, when we were still in the condo down there, the girls were probably.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
11 and 9, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
One of those girls, like the real popular dancer, was hanging out on the beach.
Right.
I think she was from Pittsburgh. Can't remember her
name. Those girls on Dance Moms were huge.
There could be a flaming
And the
booth.
Dance mom was there. And my daughter started hanging out with her. They were playing in the ocean with the dancer, who was like a big star. I don't know what she's doing now, but she's probably 23, 24 now.
They're probably rich.
I have no idea. But my daughters couldn't believe it.
We're still building the comedy pyramid.
I'm trying.
What would happen at the Junk's experience? EB could give golf lessons.
You wouldn't want my lessons.
Golf swing advice.
You could go sit in a sauna with me.
Go in the sim. Yeah, sauna.
Go sit in the sauna.
Yeah, sauna and sim.
EB's sauna experience.
Go in my backyard and hit balls.
Telling you, man, we got... Who would we contact? Like the Chantilly? Isn't there the expo hall in Chantilly?
To do the Junkies Experience. Yeah,
Dallas Expo Center.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need that big of a room.
Everybody need like...
How about the...
somebody's backyard.
How about the old stage downstairs? That might be a better
performance
room.
Studio.
Yeah, performance studio.
Junkies Experience. Yeah. All right, we can do that.
How much are we going to charge?
Well, hold on, let's see. You could do a 20-minute sauna session with me.
Well, we definitely have Brett's VIP room.
Yeah, right. 20-minute sauna session with me. You could do a little sim session. We could play par three. Everybody could come in and play par three.
We could provide some free food that Jason gets from Homewood.
Yeah. And we could do Valdez's.
I'll get you Nutri-Grain bars.
Valdez's crab feast.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll teach you how to pick a crab.
And with the VIP package, you have secured parking too. Because that's always important.
The Junk's Experience has legs. Yeah. Crab legs. We can make the money. Can make this happen.
Mike Morrow will take you down to happy hour in Arlington.
We would actually show up.
We would be there.
Well, you would. Okay. I wouldn't.
We'll just Jason might not post, would be part of the experience.
Exactly.
People would expect it.
Yeah, it's been going on since we started the show.
We'll just take your cut.
Yeah.
No, you can have my cut.
We won't use your likeness.
No NIL on that one. Just name, not image.
All right. Hey. I don't see it in here. At some point, Drabby, I would like to talk about Florio and Sims going off
on
the Topgolf outing. I don't know if you've seen that yet. I think that they're...
On the Commander specifically?
I just think they're just getting nutty.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're filling time.
The criticism.
You know what? We'll do that at 8 o'clock.
All right.
And don't forget, scheduled to join us, the newly signed Nick Dowd. He inked a 2-year extension with the Washington Capitals.
Maybe it'll be too big time now.
They close their regular season tonight in Pittsburgh. He's scheduled to join us coming up at 8:25.
Perfect. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.